One of the most annoying and potentially dangerous aspects of using a computer is dealing with spam. Microsoft producers have been used to help distribute large numbers of these unsolicited emails. Now the company says it hopes to virtually end spam by the year 2006. CEO Bill Gates last week pledged to increase money spent on researching and developing new anti-spam techniques. Ryan Hamlin, Microsoft's general manager of anti-spam technology, says 60% of all email is unsolicited.
It's a very lucrative business for the spammers. What we have to do is raise the cost bar for the spammer.
Well, how are you going to make them pay?
It's going to be the combination of the filter enhancements to make sure we're blocking more and more spam, solving this identity issue of, you know, I am who I say I am, and then thirdly, providing some evidence that says, not only am I who I say I am, but here's some proof that says I'm not a spammer.
And what would that be?
There's a couple examples of the type of evidence out there. One is something called challenge response, and there's a lot of companies that offer what we call a human challenge response today, a human interactive proof. A piece of mail, let's say, is sent to you. I'm not on your address list, and so a challenge is sent back to me to solve a given puzzle. And a lot of times these human interactive puzzles are just something that's scrambled on the screen a bit so that a computer can't solve that, but it actually takes a human looking at it and reading it and typing it in. Again, raising the cost of the spammer, forcing them to, you know, have to go out and buy rows and rows of servers to try to handle some sort of a computational challenge.
Yeah, but if I challenge the spammer, what's he care? I've done been spammed.
The spammer cares because we're raising the cost, because he or she are not going to be able to sit around and solve every one of these challenges, especially if it's a human proof. You know, if they send out 10,000 mails, they're going to get 10,000 challenges back. That'll overwhelm them. They won't be able to solve those. And again, if we use this computational challenge, it'll overwhelm their system resources, and their hardware won't be able to do that. And so it's all about raising the cost. It's just too lucrative today and too easy to get into this business.
Wasn't there some notion of having the spammer pay me if he spams me?
Yeah, that's an idea of this micropayments, and it's very similar to a pay postage model today, where you would actually go and purchase, let's say, a book of online stamps, and you would associate those with your mail. And when that mail went to you, if you determined that it was spam, you would basically categorize it as spam, and then, you know, there would be a debit to my account, so to speak. If you're a long-lost college friend of mine and you realize, oh, that's actually a piece of legitimate mail, then my account wouldn't be debited. And so, yes, this concept of micropayments has been something that has been actually out in the industry for quite some time, and we are looking at that as another means of raising the cost bar to the spammer.
Is any of this going to limit how average users use email?
So the goal is certainly to make it as seamless as possible for our consumers. And we know it's their number one problem today. That's why we like this idea of a computational challenge as one example, because it's really happening in the background. It's not forcing a social behavior to change for the users, but instead it's putting the onus on the spammer to have to change their behaviors and not our consumers.
But you feel there will come a point at which the spammers will not outsmart you and will not be able to get into the system if we users don't want them there.
I do believe that's the case. I share that same passion and vision that Bill have, that we all aspire for the spam-free future in the next 24 months, and I do believe we can contain it in the next 24 months.
Well, good luck. Excuse my skepticism.
That's fair.
It comes naturally. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Ryan Hamlin is Microsoft's General Manager of Anti-Spam Technology. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.